Sault Ste. Marie will be the site of a number of virtual and in-person events in recognition of National Truth and Reconciliation Day, September 30. The federal statutory holiday coincides with Orange Shirt Day, a grassroots day and movement intended to honor both residential school survivors and those who didn't survive the residential school system. Orange Shirt Day originated with a story from Phyllis Webstead, a Northern CQPMC, Shuswap, from Saint-Swessum-C-Exgate-Tem First Nation who was stripped of her prized orange shirt on her first day attending residential school in Mission, BC in 1973. Here's a running list of National Day for Truth and Reconciliation events happening locally September 30th. Flag-raising ceremony at City Hall. The City of Sault Ste. Marie hosts a flag-raising ceremony outside the Civic Center at 12:30 p.m. The public is welcome to attend. Steelworkers partner with Indigenous elders, leaders for Whitefish Island event. United Steelworkers Local 9548 is partnering with traditional elders for what's being described as a day of spiritual reflection for both Indigenous and non-Indigenous people September 30th at Whitefish Island from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sacred Firekeeper Clifford Wabus and Traditional Knowledge Keeper Don Wabus will be providing spiritual guidance and traditional teachings throughout the day. Special guest speakers include Batchewana First Nation Chief Dean Sayers and Garden River First Nation Chief Andy Rickard. Those attending are encouraged to wear an orange shirt for the event. Shingwak Site Partners host Orange Shirt Day event. Shingwak Residential School Center, SRSC, Anishinaabe Academic Resource Center and the Shingwak Anishinaabe Students Association are partnering to host an Orange Shirt Day event. Algoma University has also cancelled all classes in Sault Ste. Marie, Brampton and Timmins September 30. The day will see a mix of virtual and in-person events, including 8 a.m. lighting of the Sacred Fire at the Arbor, located outside the university east of Doc Brown Lounge, 9 to 10 a.m. in-person tours of Shingwak Residential School Site. Meet at front steps of Shingwak Hall 10 to 10:30 a.m. Intergenerational survivor Jay Jones presents Mind, Body and Spirit. Exercising our gifts to help others and ourselves 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Community art installation, honoring residential school survivors and those who didn't come home, at Shingwak Kinumage Gamig, Anishinaabek Discovery Center, 1491 Queen Street East. 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. virtual tour of the Shingwak Residential School Site. 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Mamawi Ni Bibi Jigadeg, woven together, with Thinking Rock Community Arts Tent. Located near the arbor on the Shingwak site. 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Paige Simon and Lou Mahaffey of Canoe for Every Child. 1:30 p.m. to 2 p.m. Dr. Paulette Steves, Telling Our Truths. Remembering the Children 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Residential School Survivor and Elder Shirley Horn 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Walk to Water at Bellevue Park. All COVID protocols are strictly enforced. Events marked with will be available via Zoom and streamed live on the Algoma University YouTube channel. Wichitoan Health Support Services will be available on-site all day, according to a release from Algoma University.